This is Healing Justice, a podcast bridging conversations at the intersection of collective healing and social change. I'm your host, Kate Werning. Each week, we share a conversation with a powerful leader and an accompanying audio practice to help resource you in your leadership and the well-being of you and your people. I want to take a quick moment to ask you, if you're listening in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts, please make sure to subscribe and give us a positive rating and review. We are a baby bird of a podcast right now and are hoping to spread our wings and be able to leave the nest. And your online support is what helps us do that. So please subscribe, rate, and review to participate in the sustainability of this podcast. This week's practice is being brought to you by Rusia Mukhyudin, a trainer, facilitator, and somatic coach whose mission is to advance a holistic model for social justice change work that places in its center the necessary transformation of social change agents themselves. Rusia offers us a gratitude practice that is a complement to the in-depth conversation that we had about rage, oppression, and the ways that trauma in the world can put us in a survival state that can lead to a constant state of trigger that enacts reaction not just towards the external triggers in our world that we're working to change, but also towards one another in the movement. And so this practice is really simple, but is a really great pairing that helps us find joy in dark times. Rusia offers that this practice can be done in writing or even using audio or video. So if you're on the go and listening on your phone, you can even open up a little note on your phone and do the practice there. Rusia will explain more.
So let's face it, we live in some dark times. Political climate's fucked up. Political leadership's fucked up. Public servants are acting like they are master and commanders. And so, in the struggle of all struggles, sometimes it's hard to remind ourselves of what's really joyful in our lives. What are the things, ways in which light shines upon us in a world of, like, constant darkness and political upheaval? And so a good practice to be in for yourself, and, you know, help. This practice can also be a mood enhancement in a lot of ways, and sometimes we need, you know, non-chemical mood enhancements. So this is a gratitude practice that I've created, that is a part of my model of coaching called embodied coaching. And it's really simple. It starts with, it's a daily practice. I would say for the most impact, to do it 30 days consecutive. It includes writing, a journaling of sorts, whether it's writing, audio or video. How you express it is up to you. But you begin every morning by identifying three things that you are grateful for. I like to say to include one of the three things to be specifically and directly about yourself. So you can be in gratitude for all the unique, special, beautiful ways that make you you. And it can be three real things. It can be people. It could be events. It could be a quality, a characteristic. It could be your pet, or it could be something fictitious, like a character in a book that taught you something or gives you joy, or a line in a movie that makes you chuckle. Something that really allows you to connect with the intention of why you'd want to do a gratitude practice. to reclaim some of the joy that gets lost in the muckety-muck of all the politics and the doom and gloom that we are continuously faced with, and that often our work tackles a lot of challenging, heartbreaking things. And so having the intention of reconnecting and reclaiming some joy through gratitude is super important for our mental health, and subsequently our spiritual and our physical health. So really defining the intention of why you would want to do a gratitude practice and what you hope to get out of it, I think, is the first part of the practice. And then really crafting literally 5 minutes every morning before you head out to jot down in your journal or to record an audio version of your gratitude or video, however you want to capture it. 3 things that you're grateful for and that you will carry with you for the rest of the day. Be it the love of a partner, love of a parent or a pet, be it that you're wearing your favorite color that day and that's bringing you a lot of happiness and joy, or that you read a spectacular book or saw a great movie the night before that did something visceral for you. You jot it down, and then you remind yourself during the day when you need to. Do that every morning for 30 days minimum, or if 30 is too much, you can do 7 as well. Thanks, and good luck out there.
You just heard a practice from Rusia Muhyiddin. Download the corresponding conversation about vomiting rage and cultivating leadership superpowers in your podcast app to hear more. There's a perfect opportunity to put this practice into action in community through Rusia's program called 30 Days Up. It's a 30-day meditation challenge, and there's a new cohort opening on December 1st. This cohort is there to challenge and support you to develop leadership superpowers that increase your self-awareness, your awareness of others. This round's theme is to heal and transition out of 2017 and into 2018 with a focus on gratitude and joy. So it's a perfect alignment with this practice. Like I said, the cohort opens December 1st. So go to universalpartnership.org/30daysup if you want to participate or check that out. You can learn more about upcoming conversations and sign up to stay in touch at healingjustice.org. Follow us on Instagram at Healing Justice and like Healing Justice Podcast on Facebook. This podcast is generously mixed and produced by Zach Meyer at The Coal Room. And remember, please subscribe, rate, and review in iTunes to help us continue. Thank you for your commitment to building movements that liberate all of us. Hear you next week.